Hello again, and I think this is my fourth installment for the London Walks podcasts that David asked me to do. And I've sort of been enjoying them in a weird sort of a way, because I like sharing my love of exploration and discovery and visiting new and exciting places. Some of them aren't new, some of them are places that I've been to before, but I always say that after living 26 years in London, I'm still enjoying it and loving it, and I always see something new every day. There's always something new. There's always a new shop opening or a new exhibition and or a new alleyway to explore. Because again, like I said, I think in one of my last recordings that, you know, I love walking and cycling around. And if you just take, you know, go off the beaten track somewhere, you'll always find a little hidden gem along the way. And it'll always fill me with a lot of joy and a lot of happiness. And it's always something that I sort of treasure and makes me realise why I moved to London. But what I've done recently, I've done a few of the great virtual tours with London Walks, you know, and they've really surprised me, like I said the last time, because I wasn't sure exactly how they'd work or if they would work, because I thought, oh, London Walks, the live tours are so unique and it's all about being in the time and the moment and the place. But the virtual tours offer something different. You know, because sometimes you get access to buildings that, you know, you can't see, or rooms or that you can't see. And for some people, you know, who can't be in London or the UK, it's their only option. So I think they're absolutely amazing. And I've done some very different tours. I did two with Aaron Hunter, and I did a Bath tour. And so I did Bath, or I always pronounce Bath in the wrong way. I think it's Bath. So I always said Bath. So I did Bath in an hour, which was amazing, because I've been to Bath with London Walks on the live tour with Simon Law, and that was a full day tour. And it was interesting doing it in an hour, and because I wasn't sure if it would be possible, but it was amazing. It was a really, really good tour, summarizing, you know, the best that Bath has to offer, you know, of Roman and Regency in an hour. And Aaron was fantastic, you know, really, really good sense of humor, made me giggle, which is always a good sign. So I would definitely recommend doing that. And because, you know, and Aaron was saying how quiet Bath is. So it's a perfect time to either to visit, if you can, if you're in the UK, or at least just to do his virtual tour. So definitely recommend that. And it was so good that I did another one of his tours, which is, I can't remember the title, sorry. It's all about South Kensington. And because Aaron is a geologist, I'm not sure if he's a paleontologist, sorry, I should have done my homework, but he's, as well as a Blue Badge guide, he's extremely educated and qualified. And so it was all about the development of South Kensington as you know, one of the, you know, museum quarters of London, because you've got the Science Museum, the Natural History Museum, the V&A, and I think that's it. I can't remember now. But all about the development of all of the various museums in the Victorian times, funded by the great exhibition at Crystal Palace. So that was really interesting. So hats off to Aaron for those two. And another tour that I did, virtual tour I did this week, was with Charlie Foreman, which was Regency London. So went from Bath, you know, lovely Regency in Georgian Bath, to Regency London. And because I really do like Regency period, because it's very, I like the architectural style. It's really beautiful, and you can see quite a bit of it in London. So basically, it was all about the Regency London, from the development of Regency London, which is a lot of it is from Regent Street, obviously enough, right up all the way up to Regent's Park, and forming this, you know, processional route up to the park, where there's a stunning selection of Regency townhouses, which I would definitely recommend doing at some stage. You know, just having a walk around the park, because the park itself is beautiful. So many different parts in it. There's all, again, one of the highlights are the Nash Terraces, which is, you know, ring the park, and one of them was sold very recently for £200 million, I think. It's a whole block of houses, which I think they're planning to turn into one house. So I would definitely recommend going to Regent's Park, especially if the weather is nice, because there's, you know, there's formal bits, there's rose gardens, there's really wild bits. So, yeah, definitely recommend doing that. And outside of London walks, I've also been busy. I went to a few sort of stately homes. I went to Arundel Castle in Sussex, East Sussex possibly, Sussex anyway. And that's very spectacular. It's in a very pretty village, Arundel, on a hill, and I think the cathedral faces it. It's a huge castle, medieval castle, but a lot of it has been refurbished in Victorian age. So it's all, so you have this huge, very old castle, you know, on the outside, but inside it looks, it's very Victorian and a bit of a Victorian pastiche. Not to my taste particularly, but the outside, the view is spectacular. I also went to Wakehurst Place, which is an outpost of Kew Gardens, and that's also in Sussex. And that has a gorgeous, I think, Tudor. The people there didn't really know very much. It has a Tudor mansion, beautiful stone mansion, golden stone mansion, in the middle of these grounds. It's an outpost of Kew Gardens. So the main draw there are the gardens, not the house, even though I thought the house was stunning. You could just peer in the windows because it's not open at the moment, but the gardens are stunning, or more grounds, really. It's really, really beautiful. So I would definitely recommend that. Again, both in Sussex. And if you want to do something closer to home, I went to Eltham Palace, which is just outside Lewisham in southeast London. And I've been before, quite a few times, at least maybe 3 or 4 times. But it's so beautiful that, you know, I could go again and again and again. You may recognise it, you know, because they use it a lot for film and TV locations, anything Art Deco. It's an Art Deco mansion that was built by the Courtaulds in the 1930s. And they were millionaires who made their money through fabric, I think specifically rayon. And so it's beautiful. I think it's the most stylish house I've ever been to, you know, especially because it's Art Deco. And Art Deco generally was a very stylish period. And so they built this. On the outside, the exterior looks like a French baronial chateau in a way, but inside it's pure Art Deco. But it's also connected to a medieval dining hall, which is a bit of a surprise, but it's beautiful and the gardens are stunning. So again, if you are in London, or, you know, are coming to London, and if you've got time, I would definitely think about going to Eltham Palace at some stage. It's just beautiful. And it's very near, you know, central London. But when I was there, I couldn't hear any traffic. No planes. No, it's not in the flight path or anything like that. But it's strange because you can see the Shard and you can see everything else in the distance. But you feel like you're in the country. It's really, really lovely. day out, or, you know, you could just go for, I think, sort of half a day or something like that, but it's really stunning. But it just shows you, like, I think now is the best time to explore London if you can. So you can, you know, a friend of mine is doing the same, and he went to the Tower of London, and he said it was great because there was, you know, there's none of the huge crowds, none of the huge queues, so you can really stop and enjoy and explore. So if you can come to London, if you are in the UK, or if you can come, you know, from wherever you are, now is a really good time to do it. And, you know, now the London Walks have started doing the live tours again, it's an even, you know, better sort of opportunity to do it. So I would definitely recommend coming to London now, because the weather is good, that, you know, that you don't have the huge crowds, the huge queues. So definitely come, because, you know, London definitely is open, and it's everyone's really appreciative as well. All the restaurants and bars and, you know, venues and locations, they're all really appreciative of anyone who comes. So, and, you know, everyone's generally sort of open in every sense of the word. So, yeah, I think that's it for now, until I've got, you know, something else to sort of add, you know, on one of my next adventures. I'm dying to go to Rye, actually. I've heard Rye is beautiful, and I'm a big fan of Henry James. I love Henry James, and I know he lived in Lamb House in Rye, so that's one place I'm dying to go to next. So hopefully, maybe for my next podcast, if there is one, that'll be there. Okay, bye for now.